The Vernon County Sheriff's Department is hoping that casting a little wider net than was available in 1984, along with new forensic technologies and the use of social media, will help them crack a murder case from 28 years ago. Vernon County Sheriff John Spears says Jane Doe was dumped in Vernon County 28 years ago on May 4th, 1984. Jim Hansen was a patrolman with Vernon County Sheriff's Department in 1984. He was first on the scene that discovered the body of Jane Doe. The body of a female victim was found along the roadside. She was approximately 50 to 63 years old. She had been bludgeoned to death. Investigators believe she was killed outside of the area. The killer or killers removed her hands and many personal items of identification so as to conceal her identity. Hansen has been investigating the case ever since. He went on to become undersheriff and then chief deputy sheriff in Vernon County. He has since retired but continues to work the Jane Doe case. Sheriff John Spears says someone went to great lengths to hide the victim's identity 28 years ago, and he's looking for the same level of effort to find her killer or killers.
What I would say, if I had two words to describe what I'd like to see, would be extraordinary efforts. We talk about extraordinary efforts, we know what they are. 28 years ago, a killer went through some extraordinary efforts to conceal Jane Doe's identity. They removed all identification from her. They removed labels from her clothing. They cut off her hands. Those are extraordinary efforts to conceal her identity. What I'm asking for is for all of us to put forth extraordinary efforts to identify her.
Hansen said he believes the killer was interrupted in an attempt to dump the body when a local resident drove by. Enor Jacobson and his wife saw a yellow car and a man putting something quickly back into a car and then speeding off. The body was found later a short distance away.
History would tell you that she is not a local person. Highway 14 passes, and she was likely transported on Highway 14 to some secluded roads, and two attempts at depositing her body at the roadside were made. The second one was successful.
Hansen said found at the first location were several pieces of evidence. Forensic pathologists with the State Department of Criminal Investigation are now re-examining some of that evidence, including dentures with unidentified numbers, and new DNA testing is also being conducted. It was originally estimated the woman had been killed about 24 to 48 hours before her body was discovered. Hansen said he believes the time frame may have been shorter than that. Because of that time frame, investigators are focusing on about a 150-mile radius around the community of Westby to put out new information through media sources, including social media, in the hopes that someone will recognize the photos or some of the evidence that the Sheriff's Department has put out and finally solve the 28-year-old mystery. Sheriff Spears says some of Jane Doe's story is known, and they're hoping someone will come forward to fill in the rest.
You know, she was a living, breathing human being. She has a story to tell. You know, we know what part of her story is. Part of her story, we have answers to. We know that 28 years ago, tomorrow night, this lady was brought into Vernon County. She was dumped along a roadway sometime between 9:45 p.m. and 11:30 p.m. And that she was, you know, dumped like basically like a piece of garbage along a deserted highway. What I'm asking for as sheriff of Vernon County is for a continued effort.
If anyone has any information about the case, they are encouraged to contact the Vernon County Sheriff's Department, 608-637-2123 or 1-800-637-2123. You can also view photos of evidence collected in the case at the Vernon County Sheriff's website at vernonsheriff.com.